Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on the subject of the kingdom of God. We have seen the fact that David prophesied of the raising up of the seed, which was Jesus, and the establishing of his kingdom. Jesus is the one who brought forth his kingdom, a spiritual kingdom, and he was enthroned as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in Hebrews 1:8 when he went back to heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father. And we've seen that we come into the kingdom when we receive Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. We are now seated in heavenly places in Christ. We are kings and priests unto God. We are a royal, ruling, reigning priesthood. And as heirs of the kingdom, we are to enter into the rule and the reign of God. Remember that the kingdom is not a dwelling place, but a position of rule which we stand in and enter into as we take our authority and enter into ruling and reigning. Remember the Greek word exousia is the word for authority, which means the right to rule, having spiritual jurisdiction, denoting the freedom to act and the authority for the action. Literally, it means to be out of or the right to go beyond ourselves. It's like the power of attorney, a delegated authority through the name of Jesus. And with the authority, we have the right to enforce spiritual laws. We can rule. We can overcome the enemies and destroy their works in our life. And with the authority, remember, we have the responsibility to carry out the right to rule. Remember, a kingdom means a king's domain. Kings rule. A domain is a territory or realm. So a king's domain is the rule over a particular territory or realm. And you and I are now in the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ legally. As Colossians 1:13 says, we've been delivered out of the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear Son in the position of ruling and reigning. And we've talked about the fact that we are to enter into the kingdom. Until we're born again, we can't perceive it or enter into it. And we're supposed to seek first the kingdom of God to learn how the rule and the reign of God works. As we get the word of God in us, it teaches us the word of the kingdom of the rule and the reign of God. We talked about prerequisites that are important for us to enter into ruling and reigning. We must become as a little child, humbling ourselves. We must let the potter who has authority over the clay to do a work in our life. And we must submit to the authority of God in our life. As we are submitted under authority, then we are in that position to operate in the authority that God has given unto us, and it's released through words. Also remember that we must walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh, or we're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. We also mentioned the kingdom of God is not about meat, which is food or drink, but it's about righteousness and peace and joy. Having the fruits of righteousness, having overcome the enemy and walking in God's righteous ways and seeing peace and joy come forth in the Holy Spirit. We also talked about the one who does and teaches the word of God. That one will be great in the kingdom of heaven. At the same time, we pointed out from Matthew 7 that not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's only those who consistently do the will of the Father. You might have done things in the past, but if you are working lawlessness continually, then he does not know you, and he says, depart from me. In verse 24, it ties together what was previously said, where we see that we must be a consistent hearer and doer of the word, because we build our house, our spiritual house, upon the rock, and then the floods and winds that beat against it could not shake it, had no force to shake it, because it was founded upon a rock. We must be consistent hearers and doers of his word. We saw in Proverbs 12:24, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. We must be diligent and take that position of ruling and reigning. We saw in Mark 10:24 how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. Those that trust in riches, they're going to have the word choked out of their life, and therefore they're not going to enter into ruling and reigning. We've also mentioned the fact that the kingdom of God is the central theme that we see from the time of John the Baptist. John the Baptist preached for them to repent, for the kingdom of heaven was at hand. Jesus said the same thing and began to preach the gospel of the kingdom. And he raised up the 12 disciples to do it, as well as the 70. And then in the book of Acts, before he went back to heaven, in Acts 1:3, Jesus spoke to the disciples of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. In Acts 8, when Philip was preaching the things concerning the kingdom in the name of Jesus, they got born again and were baptized and saw the mighty works of the Lord be accomplished. We saw how Paul preached about the kingdom of God. He was disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God, testifying of it as he was preaching the kingdom and teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the gospel is about the kingdom today. You and I are to preach the gospel of the kingdom. This kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. In Luke chapter 17 and verse 20, when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The rule and the reign of God is within you, operating from the Spirit of Christ that you have within you, and through the Word of God, the Word of the kingdom, which gets written in your heart and mind, and as you act upon the Word, taking your authority, you are going to rule and reign from the Spirit within." Then, in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28, the Bible says, "Wherefore, we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear." Receiving is the Greek word lambano. We, taking hold of a kingdom that cannot be moved, then we are to have grace to serve God acceptably. In Luke 16 and 16, it says, "From the time of John, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth or forces his way into it." You and I are to rise up and enter into the kingdom. In Matthew 11, 12, it says, "From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven," remember that heaven is plural, "the kingdom," or the rule and the reign of the heavens, "suffereth violence, and the violent," that's the church, "take it or seize it by force." In Matthew 16, we see he says, "I give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." We see the fact that the word heaven, used three times here, is plural in the Greek. So it literally means, "I've given to you the keys, the means of access to the kingdom, the rule and the reign of the heavens. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in the heavens, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in the heavens." You and I have the authority to bind, to tie up the enemies, to loose, to untie their works, and from your position on earth it will take effect in the heavens. In Matthew chapter 12 and verse 28, Jesus said, "But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you." The kingdom is the rule and the reign of God. It comes into manifestation when you operate in the authority given unto you. In Jeremiah 1:10, we see the fact that we're over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, as well as to build and to plant. Then we saw in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 19, how he said, "I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them that are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power." Now in Mark chapter 11, verse 10, the Bible says, "Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord." The kingdom, the rule and the reign of God, comes into manifestation in the name of the Lord. And the name of the Lord, of course, in the New Testament is the name of Jesus. It's the power of attorney. So that's why everything that we do in the New Testament, we do it in the name of Jesus, to release the power of attorney and operate in the kingdom, the rule and the reign that God has delegated unto us. Now in Luke chapter 9, verse 62, Jesus said, "No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." You and I need to have our eyes on the Lord, and we're going forth to do the things that God wants us to do. And those that have their eyes on Him and we're not going to look back, we are the ones that will be fit for the kingdom of God, because we're moving on to enter into the rule and the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ in obedience unto Him. In 1 Thessalonians 2:11 and 12, the Bible says, "How we charged every one of you as a father doth his children, that you would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory." You and I are called to the kingdom, the rule and the reign of God, and the glory, the manifest presence of God, but we must walk worthy before him. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, in verse 4 and 5, it says that we ourselves glory in you and the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you also suffer. We are going to suffer as we enter into the kingdom and the rule and the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ because of the enemy's persecutions and tribulations that will come against us. The Bible says in Acts chapter 14, verse 22, it says that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. You see, you're going to enter into the rule and the reign of God through much tribulation. It says you must, so it's going to happen. So you've got to be ready to deal with any kind of attacks that come against you. And there will be a suffering of persecution and pressure from the enemy. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, in verse 12, it says, "If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us." So we're going to go through the suffering as we rise up and take our authority and go through the tribulations and the afflictions, the persecutions, the attacks that the enemy would bring against us, and we enter into ruling and reigning over these enemies. Don't deny him, otherwise he will deny us. At the same time, also remember that God will deliver you out of all these persecution and afflictions. Remember, 2 Timothy 3:11, he says, "Persecutions, afflictions, which came into me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me." God has promised to deliver you. And then in verse 12 it says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." And all those that live godly are going to enter into the kingdom, the rule and the reign of God over their enemies. And yes, you will suffer persecution. Then in 2 Peter chapter 1, the Bible speaks of the fact that we have like precious faith through the righteousness of God, and how grace and peace will be multiplied to us through the knowledge of God, as he gives us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of God. And as we act upon the knowledge of God, we possess the exceeding great and precious promises and become a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. And we're to give all diligence, adding to our faith virtue, which is moral excellence, knowledge, temperance, which is self-control, control in the flesh, patience, which is steadfast in the area of the soul, and godliness, which is being a consistent hearer and doer of the word, brotherly kindness, which is doing good to the household of faith, and charity, which is the word agape, which means love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things, he's blind, he cannot see afar off, he's forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to enter into the kingdom as we take our rightful place, ruling and reigning under the lordship of Jesus Christ. And then as we walk out the walk that God has set before us, we're going to make our calling and election sure. As we do the things that he's set forth, we will never fall, and we are going to have an entrance into the everlasting kingdom, the rule and the reign of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That tells you that entering into the kingdom now also has effect for you entering into the kingdom in the life to come. In essence, that declares that you and I are training for reigning now and for in the life to come. In Luke chapter 19, verse 17, he said unto them, "Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. God wants you to be faithful to taking your rightful place and entering into the rule and the reign of God in your life now. And as you are faithful, then you are going to be promoted. And here it speaks of having authority over 10 cities. So you and I have come into the position of ruling and reigning, and now you and I are to enter into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ experientially in our life, and it will have effect upon your life to come. Take the authority delegated to you and enter into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.